So hi, everybody, and thank you for having me. This is great. It's great to hear everybody speak. So let me actually start by telling you a very short story about Argentina, my home country. A couple of years ago, 2007, the economic minister at the time was caught up in a huge corruption scandal, which broke when the police anti-bomb squad discovered a bag full of cash in her office. Actually, in her bathroom. Actually, behind the toilet. Not like that, but kind of. Okay. So the corruption scandal quickly led to her resignation and the end of her political career. What my research asks is why. Not why was she hiding the money, but why did the fact that she was hiding the money come to light, right? And I mean this in a more structural way. So it's not only why she was hiding the money, or not why it came to light that she was hiding the money, but actually why do corruption scandals come to light? This is a different question about from why does corruption happen, right? And this is an important distinction. Corruption is the misuse of public office for private gain, which is usually kept secret. And corruption scandal is implies the publicity of those acts as well as a public reaction, right, in society. So what most studies of corruption usually neglect to recognize is that most of what we know about corruption comes from corruption scandals. Also, corruption scandals have very grave consequences. It's not only corruption itself that has consequences, but also corruption scandals. They lead to resignations, they lead to impeachment processes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And corruption scandals happen everywhere. They happen in Brazil, Latin America. This is Collor, who was impeached in 92. They happen in the US, and oh yes, they happen in Canada, at national level and at the local level too. So why do corruption scandals emerge? Why is it that some corrupt acts remain in the dark while others are publicized and generate great consequences? There are some possible explanations. That more corruption generates more scandals. Where there's more corruption, there will be more scandals. Another one is that watchdog journalism uncovers corruption. Also, control agencies may be working and uncovering corruption, right? All these explanations expect sort of stable levels of corruption scandals or increasing levels of corruption scandals through time. My research shows in the context of Argentina, Chile, and Brazil, that corruption scandals levels vary greatly through time. So why is it that this happens? Okay, I argue that corruption scandals are triggered by dynamics of intergovernment competition. What does this mean? It means that government insiders leak information on their allies. I collect data on corruption scandals through 20 years of history. I collect data on political competition, both inside the government as well as between government and the opposition, right? And no time to show you results, but things are panning out kind of okay. So let's go back to, as an illustration, to the Micheli case, right? Why was the bag discovered? I'll wrap up in a second. As it turned out, the police anti-bomb squad was doing a routine check that was the first one in 2 years. And they only checked one floor of the whole ministry, where her office was. And the police officer that discovered this was the nephew of one of the great, of the main figures of one political faction within the government coalition. The economic minister was part of the other one, unsurprisingly. What I argue is that this is not by chance. This is a pattern that repeats itself across corruption scandals. Thank you.